In the not-so-distant future, we humans may not have enough space to store all of the data we create. It is estimated that every 5 years, the amount of data we produce increases tenfold. Since we cannot possibly make hard drives large enough, scientists are turning to nature to find solutions to our data storage problems. Surprisingly, they have found a medium which can store more data, be more durable, and never become obsolete. Over millions of years, nature has evolved an amazing system to store genetic information and blueprints for building proteins in our DNA. Data contained on thousands of DVDs could fit inside just a few centimeters of DNA. The process is quite straightforward. To store data in DNA, zeros and ones are converted into different combinations that correspond to the four basic nucleides that make up DNA. But stored data is only useful if we can easily and cheaply retrieve it. Unfortunately, using our current technology, it would take an hour and cost more than $1,000 to store a JPEG format image on a piece of DNA. It would then cost thousands more to run it through a DNA sequencing machine so it could be read. After that, there would be the extra challenge of trying to find where our JPEG was located on the DNA, and this could take months. Finally, researchers would need to find a way to overcome the fact that in order to read DNA, sequencing machines have to destroy it. Excitingly, new developments in the field of genetic research have given us hope in overcoming these obstacles. Cloning technologies could help us to make an endless supply of backup copies for sequencing machines to read, and a new data editing technology called CRISPR could be used to find and retrieve files like our JPEG on the DNA in seconds. However, while great strides have been made on the research side of things, not much has been done to bring the costs of using this technology down. Sadly, it may not be the scientific barriers that prevent this revolutionary storage system from coming to the market, but the economic ones.